弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
现在是读经的时间。
Time to read our verses.
今天的经文在以弗所书第十一第四章第十一节到第十六节。
First for today is from Book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to 16.
我们来念单数节，请弟兄姊妹们念双数节。
Okay, single verses and brothers and sisters, please read even verses.
我们先念中文，然后请这来念英文。
然后 Chinese first and English.
四章十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So that we may no longer be children tossed and to and from by the waves of and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进。连于元首基督。
Rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him, who is the head into Christ.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，按照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped.When each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
感谢主，愿他赐福他自己的话语。
Thank you to be Lord. We pray that Lord bless His own word.
我们一起来为今天的信息祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you.
你在耶稣基督里面拯救了我们。
You saved us in Jesus Christ.
洗净了我们一切的罪
and clean out all our sins.
让我们成为基督的身体
so that we can become part of the body of Christ.
并且赐给我们各样的恩赐，让我们可以同心合意的来服侍你
and also bestow upon us the gifts so that we can better serve you.
你也赐给教会这些讲道跟建立教会根基的恩赐
we also bestow the gifts ofpreaching and the gift of establishing churches.
可以从真道上来装备众圣徒
so that all the saints can be equipped with the true words from God.
参与各样的服侍
participate in all different type of service.
建立基督的身体
building body of Christ.
主啊，愿意你在你的教会当中得到一切的荣耀。
We pray that you have all the glory in your church.
愿教会的成长都能合你的心意。
Pray that church is growing in your will.
让人看见教会，就是看见了基督。
So that when others see the church and they see you,
从而来归向你。
So that all go in front of you.
将一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
And all praise to you.
我们这样祈求祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.感谢主，让我们继续可以传讲以弗所书第四章的信息。
Praise the Lord, we can continue this talk of us preaching the true sermons from the chapter 4 of Book of Ephesians.
前两次我们讲到基督赐下各样的恩赐，我要建立教会，就是他的身体。
Previous two times we already talked about Christ bestowed the gifts in order to establish the church and build his body.
第四章第十一节列举了五种根基性的恩赐。
Verse 11 from chapter 4, this is five different fundamental gifts.
有使徒，有先知，有传福音的， 有牧师和教师。
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
这些恩赐都是围绕着神的真道的传讲和教导。
Those gifts are revolved around the true word of God from preaching and teaching.
与建立教会的根基至关重要。
It's very crucial and important to building the foundation of church.
没有这些恩赐，或者说没有这些有恩赐的人为教会打下纯正的真理的根基，就不会有真正的教会。
Without those gifts, spiritual gifts, a church cannot be the true church.
那么接下来第四章十一节到十六节是阐述基督赐下恩赐的具体目的。
In chapter 4, verse 11 to 16, it explains the purpose of the gift given by Christ.
就是恩赐的目标或者是想要达到的结果。
Which is the goal and expected result from gifts.
如果教会能够顺服神的旨意，好好发挥这些恩赐，就必然能达到这些结果。
If the church is willing to obey God's will and use the gifts to the best ability, then the expected result can be achieved.
能够使众圣徒作为基督耶稣的身体合一的成长。
So that all the saints can be part of the body of Christ and grow together.
那么在这几节里面，十一节到十六节里面，讲到基督赐下恩赐究竟要达到哪些目标呢？
So in this verse, what are the goals that those gifts given by Christ try to achieve?
我做了一个图表来概括。
I have a diagram in the to explain it.
我们一起来看一下。
Let us look at it.
我们看到从十二节到第十六节。
From verse 12 to 16.
一共分成三大步的目标。
There are three main goals, progressive goals.
这三大步呢，之间的关系是递进的一个关系。
The relationship among those three goals are progressive.
也就是说，从预备圣徒，为要达到，参与服事各尽其职的目标，建立基督的身体，然后要只等到众圣徒在真道上同归于一，在认识神儿子的知识上同归于一，长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，然后呢，再到使我们可以，不再是孩子，信仰不再摇动。最后是整个基督的身体在真理爱及合一里面不断的成长。
So it's from equipping the saints in order for the work of ministry and for building up the body of Christ to until we all attain to the unity of the church, unity of the knowledge of the Son of God, a mature man who is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.So that we may no longer be children, our faith may no longer waver, and the body of Christ may grow in truth, love, and unity.
所以这个三大步是逐渐递进。
So the three steps are progressive.
那么各步里面呢，又有分着小的目标。
And there are small goals in each of the steps.
那么整体来说。都是强调恩赐是为了建立教会。
As Paul is emphasizing that the gift is for the purpose of building churches.
但教会整体的建立，必须也是每个圣徒参与侍奉和成长的结果。
Also, the building establishment of church are also the work done by all the saints together.
所以整体里面有个体，个体又是为了整体。
So there is individual in the whole and whole.
Individual for the whole.
Individual for the whole.
不会为了整体而牺牲个体。
And there is no need to sacrifice individual for the whole.
个体也不能凌驾于整体以上。
And the individual cannot be superior than the whole.
个体之间也是彼此的服侍，彼此的帮助，彼此造就，彼此成全。
Individuals should also serve each other, help each other, try to accomplish things for each other. Perfect each other.
没有恶性竞争，没有底层互害。
No vicious competition and no bottom level harm.
那么如何能做成呢？
How can we achieve this?
只有基督能。
Only through Christ.
只有他以无限的智慧和主权赐下最合适的恩赐。
Only from the gift given by Christ with his knowledge and authority.
来成就这些目标。
In order to achieve those goals.
教会要做的就是谦卑的领受，顺服并竭力的发挥使用恩赐，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
What church needs to do is to humbly receive, try the best to obey, and to use the gift to its ability, and do everyone does his own duties to in order to establish the body of Christ.
那么今天我们讲到的内容要集中在一节，就是四章十二节上。
Today we'll focus on the chapter 4, verse 12.
就是为了要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Which is to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
那么我们首先要来看一下这个比较准确的一个中文的翻译。
Let us look at the more accurate Chinese interpretation.
我就翻下一页。我在这儿用了那个吕振中的版本。
Here I use the interpretation from 吕振中。
我们看到第十二节是翻译成，为了给圣徒装备以做服役的事，以建立基督的身体。
English is the same, to equip the saints of the work of ministry to building up the body of Christ.
所以你看到这个吕振中的翻译跟英文标准版的翻译是一致的。
So the interpretation from the Zhenzhong is in line with the interpretation with the English standard version.
和这个和合本的翻译呢，有两个大的区别。
There are different. It's different from. There are two differences from the Union version translation.
和合本在第一个小目标翻成成全圣徒。
In Union version, the first small goal.Interpreted as perfect sense.
而李振中和英文标准版都翻成了装备圣徒。
And Li Zhenzhong's interpretation and the new English standard interpretation interprets this as equip the saints.
和合本把第二个小目标翻成了各尽其职。
In the Indian version, the second small goal is.To fulfill his all the duties.
而吕振中跟英文标准版都翻成了为了要服侍。
And the original interpretation and English standard interpretation interpreted as for the work of ministry.
那我接下来要花一点时间讲一下为什么呢？为什么我认为这个吕振中跟英文标准版翻译的是更准确。
Now let's spend some time to discuss why I think English interpretation, English standard version interpretation and Li Zhenzhong's interpretation are better.
这不只是字句上一些无关紧要的差别。
Not only some grammar things in the sentence.
而是有非常重要的意义。
But it's more, there's some significance in there.
也是在历史上实际上影响了这个教会的服事观。
And actually, in the church history, it affected heavily in church the perspective.
如果按照和合版的翻译，成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
According to Union's version interpretation, perfect saints carry out
their duties.
Their duties.
有可能理解成这三个目标是并列的。
So there, people could misunderstand the three goals are part.
如果并列的话，就会产生一种世俗之分的一个观念。
If it's in parallel, then there will be the concept of the perspective of the separation of the clergy and laity.
这什么意思呢？让我详细解释一下。
Let me explain it.
也就是说，如果把它理解成三个是并列的。这个目标的话，就有可能理解成，基督赐下使徒、先知、 传福音的牧师和教师是为了让他们完成这三个并列的目标。
With this wrong understanding, it's easy to think that Christ bestowed saints, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers in order for them to achieve the three goals.
只要他们这些使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师，让他们来成全圣徒，也就是说使圣徒们得以完全，让他们各司其职，让他们建立教会。
To let them perfect saints, to let them to do all the duty, and to let them to establish churches.
那么隐含的意思呢，似乎是被成全的圣徒，在教会的圣工上就没有什么参与。
It might be understood that, it's their job to perfect saints, then they don't have to do anything, with the holy work.
也就是说，这种理解啊。就是说圣徒个体的完全和教会整体的建造都是由使徒先知传福音的牧师和教师这些神特别拣选的圣职人员来做。
With this wrong understanding it's, it's that the work of building the work of church and building the church can just need to be done by the saints, prophets, evangelists, shepherds and teachers, those clergy.
而别的基督徒与此无关。
And other Christians have nothing to do with this.
我们这些非圣职人员，就安心的做俗人，平头百姓就好，不用参与圣工。
We as laymen and Christians, we don't need to participate in the only any of the holy works. Just sit there and listen.
听起来是不是有点熟悉啊？
Sounds familiar.
对，是的，天主教就倾向于这种解释。
Yes, the Catholics favors this type of explanation.
这种解释符合他们将圣职人员分别出来，高过其他人的神学和实践。
This is in line with their concept of having the clergy separate from the rest of the Christians, rest of the body, and they are superior and others, and they have a better theology understanding.
但这种在基督徒当中分别圣和俗的观念和做法。显然是不符合圣经的。
Of course, it's not in line with the Bible for the separation of the clergy and laity.
就从上下文来看。
In the context.
接下来十三节马上说到我们众人。
In the verse 13, you mentioned we all the people.
并没有排除哪怕一个是最小的基督徒。
It did not even exclude the smallest Christian.
主耶稣教导我们不可轻看信徒中最小的。
Christ taught us to not look, take the smallest seriously.
保罗提醒哥林多教会，每个圣徒都是基督身体的一部分，不要因为恩赐不同而彼此轻看。
Paul taught the Church of Corinthians that every saint is a part of the body of Christ.Do not look others unseriously because of different gifts.
彼得也告诉我们，我们都是神所拣选的，是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国民。
Peter also told us that we all are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
虽然分工不同，虽然恩赐不同，但是我们都要来服侍主。
Although with different gifts, we all come together to serve the Lord.
所以这个圣徒接祭司的观念从宗教改革开始其实都是从圣经来的。
So this is the concept of a clergy, 圣徒
接祭司。
This concept of saints and clergy is all from the church, from Bible.
所以呢我们回到这个以弗所书四章十二节里面的那个三个目标。
Then let's come back to the three main goals from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12.
他们并不是并列的。
They are not parallel.
并不是由 几样特殊恩赐的人才能完成。
They are not to be achieved only by Christians with special gifts.
而是递进的。
But it's progressive.
就是神赐下这些根基性的恩赐，使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
So it's God bestow those fundamental gifts, including the prophets, the are the saints, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
是为了装备众圣徒。
He ought to equip saints.
所以那个词啊，既有装备的意思，也有完全的意思。
So it has the meaning of equipped and also has the meaning of perfect.
但是在这里应该是装备的意思。
But here it should mean equipped.
让众圣徒可以运用各自的恩赐参与服事，每一个圣徒各司其职。
So that everyone can use their God-given gifts to participate in a service and do its own, their own duties.
从而建造基督的身体。
In order to build the body of Christ.
那么这种解法呢，无论在语法上面还是在神学上面，都是最简单也最符合圣经的。
Those type of interpretation is in line with the grammar and also in line with the Bible, which is very simple. Is simple.
这也是被现在大部分好的那个翻译本所接受的。
And this type of interpretation also accepted by the good other translations.
比如我们刚才看的吕正中的翻译英文标准版。
For example, 吕正中's translation, English Standard Version.
那么新国际版和新美国标准版这些呢，都是这样翻译的。
Also including the New International Version, New American Standard Version, etc.
好。那我们接下来仔细的来看这个十二节里面所讲的赐下恩赐的三大目的。
Now let's look in depth of the three main goals in verse 12.
首先是装备圣徒。
First one, equip the saints.
那么这些使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师应该如何装备圣徒呢？
So how should those saints, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers equip the saints?
他们这些根基性的工作主要是通过传道和祷告。
Their fundamental work is through preaching and prayer.
使徒行传第七章耶路撒冷教会人数增长之后出现了这个饭食管理的需要。
In Acts chapter 7, when the church grows, the member, church member grows, there is a need to manage meals.
但使徒们在这个时候要强调，但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
However, at this moment, the saints emphasize that, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
他们让教会选出执事来管理饭食。
And church should elect deacons to manage the meals.
让他们可以自己可以集中在传道和祷告的事情上。
So the saints can focus on prayer and preaching the words of God.
在提摩太后书四章里面，保罗也严肃地吩咐下一代的传道人牧师提摩太。
In the book of the Second Timothy chapter 4, Paul also seriously teaches Timothy, the next generation preacher and shepherd.
他说：“我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你。”
He said, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom.
务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort, with complete patience and teaching.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions.
从我们刚才读的《使徒行传》还有《提摩太后书》的经文里面，我们可以看到，装备圣徒首先是要教导真道。
From the script we just read from 2 Timothy and Acts, we see that it's essential to equip the saints.
传讲真道有这么四点。
There are four points for preaching the word of God.
从刚才的经文里面可以总结出来的。
我看 summarize from the previous scripture we read.
第一
，Number one.
教会的事工必须从教导神纯正的话语开始，并且专心致志，从始至终，无论环境好坏，都必须坚持下来。
The teaching from The church needs to start with the teaching of the true word of God. We have to devote saints need to devote themselves and from the beginning to the end, regardless of the season, in season or out of season, keep on studying, persevering through this.
这是装备圣徒的中心内容。
This is the main content of equipping the saints.
因为必须通过教导真道才能够让众圣徒真正的认识神，心意更新变化，将自己奉献给神，按神的心意来参与服事，各按其职，这样建造的教会才是符合神的心意。
Because only through teaching the true word of God, then the saints can know God's will and renew their strength and heart from God's spirit and devote themselves to God.And to serve God in God's will and to do their own duties. Then this way is they are building a church according to God's will.
第二点，唯有神的真道才能够洁净人，将人的心意和行为从世界分别出来，抵挡世俗和人的罪性，让人始终走在神的道路上，不偏左右。
Only by God's true words, the people can be cleansed.And then, people's hearts and people's mind and actions, their behaviors can be separated from the earthly things. In order to prevent them from the earthly things and sins, then in order to walk in God's way without turning directions.
在约翰福音十五章，耶稣对门徒说：“现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净。”
In John chapter 15, Christ told the apostles that already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you.
约翰福音十七章里面，主耶稣在他大祭司的祷告里这样讲。
John 17, Lord Jesus Christ the priest prayed the following.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上？我也照样差他们到世上，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth.
第三点，真道必须是反复的传讲。
Number three, the true words of God need to be repeated.
传道远不只是向未信主的人传福音。
Preaching is not only limited to preaching the gospel to those who did not, who hadn't believed yet,
而是要向教会反复提醒福音的真道。
But to continue reminding the church about the true word of God.
如保罗提醒提摩太的，人心败坏，必厌烦纯正的道理，要去听世俗的假道。
Just like Paul reminded Timothy that. People will not endure sound teaching, but having each ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions.
人对所听的真道，必然也是常常要忘记的。
And the people will always forget about the true words of God.
而传道人就是要不厌其烦，用百般忍耐，坚持不断的用真道将人心夺回。
So the preachers should not be annoyed, should keep preaching the true words of God.In order to have people's heart back.
第四点
Number four.
传讲真道不仅是传授一些头脑的知识
Preaching the true words of God is not only to preach the knowledge of the theology.
而更是用各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人
But also to reprove people, encourage people, and exhort people.
要直接对付个人生命中各样的罪和软弱
And to deal with people's sin and weakness.
不怕得罪人
Not afraid of offending people.
也是要用真道鼓励和扶助一时跌倒和退后的弟兄姊妹
And also use word of God to help those who temporarily stumbled and fall. But,
所以我们看到教会的讲台是何等的重要
So we see the preaching is so important.
一个教会如果有神忠心的仆人摆上性命竭力传讲真道这个教会就是有福的。
It's a blessed church if the preacher is willing to lay down his life and preach the words of God.
因为这个教会是建立在神真道的磐石之上。
Because this church is built upon God's rock, the rock of God.
有这样的建造，磐石上的建筑细节自然会慢慢成型，整体稳固，符合建造者长期的目标。
With this type of foundation, the details will become or take shape gradually and become steady, and then which is in line of the long-term goal of the builder.
相反的，如果一个教会讲台软弱，无论别的节目搞得如何花哨，最终也只是建立在沙土之上，狂风暴雨中必然倒塌。
In the contrary, if the preaching in the church is weak, doesn't matter how fancy they have, how fancy their programs are, the church is building upon the sand, and it will collapse in storms.
教会在这样的教会在主的审判台前，最终也会乏善可陈。Nothing good to.
Oh, they are not. They have nothing good to mention in front of the judgment of God.
我们都非常的软弱有限。
We are weak and limited.
求主帮助我们教会的讲台。
We pray that God help our preaching.
从主日讲道到查经，都求主坚固，让我们不断长进。
From Sunday sermon to Friday night Bible study, we pray that God enhance our faith and we continue to grow.
那么除了传道以外呢，要建造信徒还要祈祷。
On top of preaching, in order to equip the saints, we also need to pray.
祈祷是邻里与神同工。
A pray is to work with God in the Holy Spirit.
因为建造教会根本上是神的工作。
Because building the church is the work of God.
就像诗篇一百二十七篇所说的
，Just like Psalm chapter 127.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
若有传道人常常为着教会向神祷告，那个教会也是有福气。
The church will be blessed if the preachers continuously pray for the church.
因为这样的祷告能让我们更明白神的心意，如何来建造他的教会。
Because we can understand God's will and to better building the church through the prayers.
让我们可以更谦卑在神的面前，被神更好的使用。
So we can more humbly come to the Lord and be well used by the Lord.
在祷告当中，我们可以将重担交托给主。求主看顾他自己的羊群。
We can cast our burdens in the prayer to the Lord, and we pray that Lord to watch over the flocks.
那么服侍的人也在祷告里可以从主重新得力，继续的来服侍教会。
And those serving the Lord can renew their strength in prayer and continue to serve the church.
主耶稣在地上的时候有完美的这个祷告的榜样。
When Christ was on the earth, he has a great example of prayer.
他与父神有不断的交通。
He is continuously in communication with God.
每逢重大决定或者重担和诱惑时，基督的祷告尤为迫切。
Every time when Christ was facing a big decision or temptation, then his prayer is more fervent.
比如主要拣选十二个使徒，也就是主要为教立为教会建立这个根基的时候。
For example, when selecting the 12 apostles, which is building the foundation of church.
主耶稣他是整夜的祷告。
Christ was praying day and every night.
他在上十字架前，邻里征战最激烈的时候，他也在科西玛尼园里面迫切的祷告。
Before the cross.When the holy war was vicious, Christ was praying fervently in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那么使徒保罗也是为我们做了祷告的好的榜样。
Paul also gave us a good example of prayer.
他给各教会写信时都提到他为他们不住的祷告。
He mentioned he is continually praying for different churches in his letter to the churches.
就在这个以弗所书第一章 十六节里面就说，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常常提到你们。
In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul mentioned, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
紧接下来保罗讲了他祷告的内容，就是求神开弟兄姐妹灵里的眼睛，让他们看见荣耀的真教会。
And then Paul explained the content of his prayer, which is to pray to the God to open the eyes of brothers and sisters so that they can see the church can achieve significant things in God.
那么到了以弗所书的第三章，保罗继续为教会祷告，让圣徒们能更认识基督和他测不透的爱。
In chapter 3, Paul continued to pray for the church so that saints can understand Christ and unsearchable love.
所以
unpredictable love.
Unfathomable,
yeah.
所以所有服侍主的人都应该像主耶稣和保罗那样，不断迫切地为教会祷告。
So those who serve the Lord should also should be like Paul to continuously pray for the church.
为弟兄姊妹祷告，为自己的灵性祷告。
Pray for brothers and sisters and pray for own spiritual life.
这个是装备，圣徒建造教会不可或缺的部分。
It's an integral part of the ministry of building the church.
最后再说一点。
Lastly.
除了通过神的仆人传道和祷告，神也会通过其他办法来装备圣徒。
Other than having God's servant to preach and pray, God has other ways to equip the saints.
包括通过试炼和苦难。
Including trials and challenges.
而试炼和苦难与我们是有益处的。
Those trials, challenges, and difficulties are good for us.
正如雅各书一章所说的。
Just like the book of James, chapter 1.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.And let steadfastness have its own effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
所以，试炼和苦难也是神装备和成全圣徒的办法。
So, the trials and the difficulties are another way that God equips the saints and perfects the saints.
那么安排怎样的试炼和苦难，这是神的主权。
So it's God's sovereignty to decide on.The trials and difficulties.
是人安排不来的。
The people cannot decide on those.
那么神的仆人所能做的，还是就是在各样试炼和苦难当中，不断用真道来坚固、安慰和鼓励圣徒，也是彼此的祷告、扶持和帮助。
What the servants of God can do through the trials and difficulties is to continuously encourage the saints.Continuously pray, help each other.
好，那我们来看这个四章十二节第二个目标，就是各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
The second goal of verse 12, is for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
这是第二和第三个目标。
It's the second and the third, goal.
刚才已经解释过，这里的各尽其职。指的是众圣徒被装备起来参与服事，尽力发挥各自的恩赐建造教会。
Previously we already explained the work of ministry is to equip all the saints participate in the service to use the gifts to its best ability build the church.
那这里的服事指的是通过弟兄姊妹彼此的服事来服事神。
Serving here is to brothers and sisters serve each other in order to serve the Lord.
那么建立教会呢，又是这个服事的目标，就是要在服事当中建立教会。
The building of the church is the final goal of serving, is through the service or building a church.
不是服侍个人私欲和利益。
It's not to serve each other's own things and benefits.
而是为了建造主的身体，让主得到荣耀。
But to build the body of Christ and give glory to Christ.
所以我们整个的来看这个十二节，我们会注意到一点。
Then if we look in depth of verse 12, we will see the following point.
神使教会增长的办法始终是注重真道和 与神同工。
The way that God wants a church to grow is to emphasize the true words of God and work together with God.
这里没有现代的教会增长学的内容。
There is no content about the modern church growth methodology.
这里没有注重在组织人数、市场推广等等这些内容上。
There is no mentioning of organizing people, number of members, marketing programs, all the fancy stuff.
也没有教导我们怎么样把节目做得更好。
No mention of how to make the fancy stuff better.
怎么样来吸引人？怎么样调整这个真道？调整我们服事的内容，让人听得更顺耳。
No mentioning of the adjustment of the true word of God in order to please other people's ear.
让罪人在教会里待得更舒服。
So that the sinners can be more comfortable in church.
丝毫没有这些内容。
There's none of that.
相反的。
In the contrary.
保罗在这个提摩太后书里面反而警告那些厌烦真道的人。
Paul warns those people who despise the true words of God.
要传道人不要为了讨好人而妥协真道。
And ask the command the preachers to not to give up the true words because of want to please the people.
但是这样的按照神的心意建造教会的办法实际上是一条窄路。
So the building the church according to God's will is a narrow road.
愿意这样做的人是少数。
It's not many people would like to do it this way.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有信心坚持神的这种教会成长法？
Brothers and sisters, do we have faith to build the church in God's way?
顺服神，让神的荣耀在我们中间彰显。
Obey the Lord and have the glory of the Lord in us.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
你的话语是何等的宝贵。
Your words are so precious.
你的话语也是何等的精确。
Your words are so accurate.
谢谢你给我们机会可以来分解你的真道。
We thank you to give us, so thank you to give us this chance to explain your words.
让你自己的话，通过圣灵的教导，来发出亮光。
So that your words can shine through the Holy Spirit.
知道在教会里面尽心的发挥恩赐来服侍，不是一些人的任务。
So that we know it's not only a few people'sA duty to establish and grow the church.
而是我们都要在真道上，被装备。
But we all need to equip with the word of God.
都要来服侍主。
We all need to serve the God, serve the Lord.
与你同工。
Work with you, Lord.
让你的旨意在我们中间成全。
So that your will can be in us.
主啊，你也知道我们的软弱和有限。
Lord, you know our weakness and limit.
你也知道我们所经受的许多的试炼和诱惑。
And also you know that we are going through a lot of trials and temptations.
就求主你来帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
让我们始终走在你的心意里面。
So that we can walk in your way.
让你所赐下的恩赐在教会里面得到发挥。
So the gifts bestowed upon us by you will use its best ability.
按你的办法来荣耀你。
To glorify in your way.
我们这样祈求祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.